بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are looking at Surah Tabarak. Remember that is Suratul Mulk, chapter number 67 of the Quran Sharif, and we are turning to verse 24. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. قُلْ say, هُوَ he is the one. هُوَ الَّذِي he is the one. ذَرَأَكُمْ who has scattered you fil ard on the earth, wa ilayhi tuhsharun, and to him you will be assembled. Qul huwa alladhi dharakum fil ard wa ilayhi tuhsharun. Say, he is the one who has scattered you on the earth. Qul huwa alladhi dharakum fil ard, and wa ilayhi tuhsharun, and to him you will be assembled. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us here, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ أَيْ خَلَقَكُمْ وَكَثَّرَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jal has created you and has increased your numbers, different portions of the world. The more they try to put down all of this to decrease the population of mankind, then what happens? You are finding there's an increase. All their methods, decrease population methods, go and see all of that. But has it really been the case? We have mentioned to you previously, and this was last week, where we spoke about all the different countries and how much the population in China, in fact, when they noticed that their method of having less children is not working out for them, because the Chinese population then is turning out to be a much lesser population, which is then going to prove that they won't have that much power. So they decided, no, we're doing away with this ban. It's the same with India. So they realize that now the Muslims are growing because they don't care. You see the Muslims, they still having their children, and the children are increasing. Muslims are becoming more and more. And that is why Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had encouraged us that you must marry those who marry females who are fertile. And how do you see that? You see that by looking at their sisters and their family members as such. You won't say 100 times, 100% all the times it's going to work out 100 out of 100. No, there are exceptions where sometimes the sisters have, but they don't have. This is Allah's Azawajal's will and His decree, which we cannot ever question. So in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Say, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who has spread you over the earth, scattered you over the earth. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with this, وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Do not forget that you will be in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will be resurrected. You will be assembled in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse, verse 25, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, when will this promise be fulfilled? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. When will this promise of Day of Qiyamah be fulfilled? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. So the purpose of asking this question, when will Qiyamah be, when will we be punished, when will we be resurrected, when will we be assembled? This was because of istihza, to make a mockery. What you talking? If you are so truthful and you're telling us all of this, come, when is it? Let's talk. Allah Azza wa Jal answers this here. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. أي قُلْ لَهُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Say to them, Ya Rasulullah, that the knowledge and the time of Qiyamah and when they will be punished is solely with Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody knows its time except Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why this is a fabrication to say that Qiyamah will take place on the 10th of Muharram. This is unsubstantiated. There is absolutely no evidence for it. The amount of evidence that you have to tell you that it is going to take place baghtatan, suddenly, unexpected, least expected. And in this verse, clearly, Allah Azza wa Jal, verse 25, Surah Al-Mulk, chapter 67, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say that the knowledge of Qiyamah, the knowledge is solely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only knows. The signs are there, but its true knowledge is truly only solely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the verses of the Quran Sharif, you will see that it goes against your personal self and your actions in terms of, if you know when is Qiyamah, then what's the tests of this life? When you don't know, you're going to, that's the examination, and we are sent here to be tested. So that day is coming. When will it occur? That we do not know. On what time? The amount that we know, it's going to take place on a Friday, on a Jumu'ah, that is as much as we know. But other than that, which Friday, on which month? Otherwise people will say, hey, Qiyamah is going to take place. If perchance 10th of Muharram falls on a Jumu'ah, people are going to say Qiyamah took place on that day. So that is not the case. Allah Azza wa Jal knows alone when this will take place. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 30, verse 55, and at the time when the hour shall come, the guilty shall swear that they did not carry, that they did not stay but an hour. This is it. They would wish that we did not remain except but an hour. مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً. And then you see Allah Azza wa Jal's style and diction, the way he uses the words. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّنَ النَّهَارِ. And on the day when he will gather them as though they had not stayed but an hour of the day. It's as if though a moment, sa'a also means a moment. Sa'a, hour. So this, the blowing of the trumpet. But when this occurs, only Allah alone will, only alone knows and alone will tell us when this is going to happen. You'll hear the trumpet being blown and then you will know it's Qiyamah. Now, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا أي وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا رَسُولٌ مُنذِرٌ. I am nothing but a prophet who warns. So وَإِنَّمَا, let's first do the translation of the verse. You are looking at, still we are at verse 26, so it goes together. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Say, the knowledge of Qiyamah is only with Allah Azza wa Jal, and I am only a plain warner. I'm a clear warner. I'm a clear warner. So there we said, وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا رَسُولٌ مُنذِرٌ. I'm nothing but a clear warner. I'm nothing but a clear messenger to warn you. I warn you of the adab that is going to come. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the condition of the mushrikeen on that day. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. Verse 27, Surah Al-Mulk. Then once they will see it approaching, the faces of the disbelievers will be turned awkward. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then once they will see it approaching, when the kuffar, they will see it approaching, the faces of the disbelievers will be turned awkward. وَقِيل, and it will be said, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This is what you were calling for. Remember they said, وَيَقُولُ, they were brave and they were boastfully making a mockery saying, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They said, when will this hour, when will this punishment, when will the hour, this promise, al-wa'd is a promise, when will the promise, this promise come? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. So in verse 27, Allah Azza wa Jal answers it. When the kuffar, they will see it approaching, the faces of the disbelievers, it will be turned awkward, waqeel, and it will be said to them, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This is what you are calling for. You are calling for it, now see, hears it. Then the next verse, verse 28, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, but we're just going to put breaks. Inshallah, we'll continue with this tomorrow. So remember, the reason for doing this is so that when you're reciting, at least you have a little bit of understanding of what has been recited. Allah Azza wa Jal grant me the ability to recite and ponder and take benefit. Suratul Mulk, you're supposed to be reciting every night before you sleep. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never slept until he read Suratul Mulk and Suratul Sajda. So may Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.